breakfast.
Stephen, how big a problem are vervet monkeys in Durban in particular?
Vervet monkeys are not a problem at all. Vervet monkeys have got a people problem. The fact is that many people adapt their attitude to monkeys based on what they think or believe about monkeys or fear about monkeys.
I think a lot of people would beg to differ, having had their gardens completely destroyed by these troops of monkeys that get onto their properties.
Well, the extent of this damage that you're talking about is massively exaggerated constantly. We go out all the time to people who claim that their gardens are being destroyed, that their houses are being damaged, and we find that often the damage to their houses is caused by lack of maintenance, neglect of their own value of their property by not maintaining barge boards and gutters and drain pipes and things like that. Yes, there are situations where continuous passing of monkeys jumping from a tree onto a roof will damage a roof tile here or there or damage a barge board. As far as gardens are concerned, the amount of damage caused to gardens is negligible relative to the extent of the response that people provide with regard to monkeys being shot with pellet guns or injured in other ways. What you must remember is that monkeys are living in their ancestral home. They do not invade people's properties. Monkeys are living where they have lived for generations and generations, long before there was any human settlement there where that particular troop of monkeys comes from. So when you see monkeys coming around your house, you must understand that they are in their ancestral home that we have changed and modified over years. And what's happened is they've adapted. They're very adaptable, very opportunistic, and very intelligent. So they've learned to live in a negative situation and turn it into a positive by learning to forage in gardens, learning to consume food that's available to them. And in that way, they've survived at great expense because they suffer horrendously at the hands of people.
So how should people react to, say, a troop of monkeys that come into their property, some of whom also enter the house to steal food? What should people do?
Well, stealing requires a conscious decision to take something that doesn't belong to you. That is where stealing comes in. When a monkey is foraging and it finds any food in its territory, that food to any wild animal is available if another animal isn't consuming it. So when a monkey comes past the house, which is now they have learned of a source of providing food, they don't know how that food gets there. They find edible food in homes, and this is a situation that's evolved over years where initially monkeys would never have gone into houses, but because they see people go into houses and come out and give them food, they know there's food in the house. They see people carry food into houses, they know there's food in houses. When monkeys come past your house and they see your loaf of bread that you put on the counter, they don't think, oh, I'm going to go in and steal Terence's loaf of bread.
Sure.
They see a loaf of bread and they go in and they take it and they eat it. That is what monkeys do. There's no malicious, devious intent to steal something away from you and say, well, I see Terence has put it down, he's not looking, I'm going to run and grab it quickly. They don't do that.
Sure, so how should people react to that?
They can react to that firstly by getting to understand when those monkeys are around. They can listen to the sounds of dogs, etc., etc. And wherever possible, is where you've got a situation where monkeys are coming into your house or coming around your house regularly, is to try and break that habit that they think they'll find food there by trying to keep your food out of sight. It's not easy always. We always say to people there's a short-term inconvenience for a long-term convenience. And at the same time, when they come there, you chase the monkeys away. The easiest way to keep them away from your house, either in the garden or coming into your house, is to use water. In the garden, we suggest people turn their hose pipe on the monkeys, that they adjust that nozzle of the hose, full blast, and so they've got a jet of water, and you walk towards the monkeys and squirt at them, the monkeys will move off very quickly. But any squirt bottle, anything that represents it, that can produce a jet of water, like a trigger bottle that you get Mr. Muscle or any household cleaners in, or even a water pistol, and you simply walk towards the monkeys and squirt, 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 a jet of water, not a spray. It's like the single most effective way of chasing monkeys away.
Stephen, do these monkeys carry diseases?
There's never, ever been a case of a monkey with rabies in this country, ever. Even though it's commonly spoken of, watch out for monkeys that carry rabies. They do not carry rabies. That can be confirmed with any reputable laboratory or the state vet, etc., anywhere in the country. Secondly, monkeys don't attack and bite people for no reason. So the only time somebody would get bitten by a monkey is if they provoke that monkey to a point where the monkey realized the only way to protect myself or to protect another monkey, like a baby monkey lying down or a sick monkey that's run over, that's sick, or a monkey that's been run over, etc., will rush at you and threaten you to try and stop. But even as a last resort only, will monkeys fight.
East Coast Breakfast.
East Coast Breakfast.